This week on Minnesota Native News, the Minneapolis St. Paul Transit Police say they will work to fix racial disparities in citations and arrests. And healthcare providers working with Native moms earn statewide recognition.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Native Americans riding public transit in Minneapolis-St. Paul are more likely than anyone else to be cited, fined, and arrested by Metro Transit Police. Those are the findings of a new report released by the Metro Transit Agency on Thursday, December 17th. Agency representatives say they plan to address the disparities. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
When you ride the bus or the light rail in Minneapolis and St. Paul, you have to follow some rules, like no smoking, no drugs, no fighting. You have to wear a shirt, and obviously you have to pay to ride. Those rules apply to everyone. But a new report from the Metro Transit Agency shows those rules are enforced more harshly on Native Americans and African Americans. For example, a white guy and a Native guy walk onto a train. I know it sounds like a joke, but it's not. Neither guy pays. When a Metro Transit police officer comes up and says, "Hey, let me see your tickets," both guys say, "I don't have one." The police officer is nearly three times more likely to ticket the Native guy and let the white guy go with a warning. There are also similar disparities in the number of arrests and citations for other misdemeanors. So now the Metro Transit Agency says it's planning a number of steps to address the situation. This summer, transit police will be going through training on how their personal biases may be affecting their enforcement of the rules. Howie Padilla is with the Metro Transit Authority. He says the chief of the transit police wants officers to be aware of their own attitudes.
You know, everybody has bias, but what Chief Harrington has made it clear is when those biases affect decision-making and that decision process, that's when he wants to know about it.
That said, Padilla is quick to note that this may not all be about police conduct.
To say that this is strictly bias, I think, is really making that leap that this is exactly what it is, when what we don't know is, are there also behaviors that might have played into this?
Over the next 6 months, Metro Transit will be reaching out to Native American organizations around the metro to talk about policing on the trains and buses. So far, their list of Native organizations to talk to has one name on it, the American Indian Movement. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
A group of health providers caring for pregnant American Indian women struggling with opioid addiction has just earned statewide recognition for its work. The group, based in Hennepin County, was recognized with the Minnesota Department of Human Services 2015 Commissioner's Circle of Excellence Award. Amy Langenfeld is a member of the group. She's a certified nurse midwife at the Indian Health Board in the Phillips neighborhood in Minneapolis.
Women from our community come to see me for OB care. I get them connected immediately with methadone maintenance to avoid opioid withdrawal. At that point, I get them connected with Project Child, which is about chemical health interventions. It helps women find stable housing. It gives them parental education. It gives them support groups with other pregnant women who are having a lot of the same issues.
Langenfeld says she began to work with staff from Project Child in Hennepin County Medical Center because they saw a real need for these types of wraparound services. According to the State Department of Health, roughly 80% of Native babies born in Minnesota are born addicted to opioids. It's a serious crisis. There are differing opinions about using methadone and similar drugs to wean off heroin, but Langenfeld says it's working for the expectant moms she sees.
In the last 5 years, I've had 67 women come to clinic with opioid dependency and addiction issues. Only two of them have not taken their baby home because of illicit opioid use.
The program is so new, there's no data on how these moms or their babies will be doing in the long term. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held primary elections for District 2 representative on December 8th. Bruce Michael Savage and Brenda Shabayish each won roughly 25% of the vote. They will face each other in a special election coming up on February 9th. The winner will replace David Thiessen Jr., who resigned from the post in September, citing personal issues. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.